This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, how to forgive yourself slim, step by step. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about getting slim on the inside so that getting slim on the outside is easy and enjoyable, plus sustainable. Isn't that the holy grail after all? So many people think, well, it's not possible. What are the first words that come to your mind when you think about weight loss? Probably things like hard work. Yes, I really want it, but discipline, deprivation. Well, to all that, I say, hooey. You know, there are so many research studies that come out that say, oh, well, we've identified what part of the brain is operating when people crave things. I just saw one that says your personality type determines your weight throughout your life. In other words, impulsivity and neuroticism are associated with a weight struggle. Well, no duh, as I used to say as a highly erudite teenager. And the subtext on these studies, when we read them, or maybe this is just my imagination, but it seems to be, oh, right, well, therefore, it's impossible or nearly impossible to change. After all, your personality is what it is, right? Well, not really. Personality can change, can soften, can evolve over time. I didn't know that. Now I know my personality has changed. Sure, some aspects of it are just more so than before. I'm more my authentic self than I used to be. But yes, my personality's changed quite a lot over the years, as a matter of fact, as I have dropped all of those neuroses, all of those issues, all of that uptightness that I used to have and continue to drop more of it. Release anxiety, fears, become more comfortable in my own skin. My editor and I were discussing another article which talks about how the impulsive behavior that gets politicians into trouble when they get caught with their pants down, so to speak, is the same thing that makes us overeat and we're hardwired for it. Which again, the subtext is, well, we can't change. It's impossible to change. It's just the way it is. Well, it's not true. We can change. Even the most diehard people, like the clients that I've helped lose 30, 60, 100 pounds, they change. When they used to feel an overwhelming impulse, now they no longer feel that impulse. In fact, they feel more relaxed and calm. I'm just saying that just because that's the way it's been and they know what happens in the brain doesn't mean that we can't change our responses, because in fact we can. And don't just believe me. Believe the results that you get after applying the principles in this program. Believe the stories of the people who have been doing just that. Believe the research study that I just read about, demonstrating that intuitive eating actually does help people lose weight and keep it off. unlike calorie restriction. The behavior may be the same, but the whole attitude that goes with it is very, very different. Why is it, for example, that the calorie restriction folks, actually there's a whole calorie restriction movement, believe it or not, these folks believe that, and there's research to show that by long-term restriction of your calories, by chronically under-eating, you can extend your lifespan. And so there are people who do this to live longer, not to lose weight. But in fact, most of them do lose weight and become skinny and stay skinny. Now, why is it that they're able to do that over the long term, but people who want to lose weight for the sake of losing weight can't do it? Now, how can that be? Well, it all goes down to the attitudes and beliefs and frames that they put around the same behaviors. And that, in fact, is exactly what Inside Out Weight Loss is all about. And I invite you, as I always do, to drop inside and become more present with you. That's right. Imagine that you're dropping in even deeper to the real you, the true you, the you that you are, who's not trying to be anything other than what she is. She's just being you. You could even become more and more aware of any sensations deep down within the deepest places of you. And as you drop inside now, discovering where the most relaxed and deepest sensations are, what do they feel like? Just finding that bit of you that is the most relaxed in this moment. And noticing that as you discover it, the relaxation spreads, just reaches out and spreads like warm, relaxing water with the lightest fragrance of something very natural and delightful. The more that you notice it, the more that it spreads right through this entire episode, because this time you've dedicated to you. So give yourself an inner pat on the back and simply allow yourself to melt right into it. We've been discussing forgiveness. This is the 6th episode on forgiveness. Why would I spend so much time on a weight loss podcast talking about forgiveness? Because, as you must know by now, forgiveness makes you slim. It lightens your emotional burden, raises your baseline mood, the mood from which most other moods, all other moods, come from. So if your baseline is happier, then your highs and lowers go from a happier baseline, so to speak. And that means resilience. That means that when in the past you used to be eaten because you were stressed, you're not so stressed. If eating has been a way for you to feel good in the short term, maybe you don't feel so bad in the first place when you forgive. And last episode, we talked about the number one person to forgive that will get you the biggest bang for your forgiveness buck. And that person would be none other than the fabulous you. Now, last episode, I also gave you a little bit of homework, asking you to experiment with forgiving yourself, because you may have some resistance, some thinking deep down inside that, ooh, if I forgive myself, I'll be a couch potato, I won't be motivated, thinking that the only way to get your butt in gear is to kick it. As a matter of fact, that doesn't happen to be true. But you gotta learn that for yourself through what I recommend always, personal experimentation. Yes, indeed. Try it out. And I'm wondering how it went. Imagine you have a little plant that you want to grow. And say you do the school of hard knocks for the plant. You scream at it periodically. You give it just the minimum amount of water to survive. You give it nasty looks. You're really rough on the plant. You expose it to lots of wind and the elements. How well is that plant going to do? And now imagine that you give the plant a lot of nurturing and care and make sure it gets adequate sun and sufficient water and the soil is nourished and fertilized. How well will that plant do? Methinks the second plant will do better. They've actually done experiments and shown that plants do thrive more and grow more when you think loving thoughts towards them. Pretty woo-woo, but it's true. And we're the same way. So here's the deal. Motivation, the real motivation, comes from the real sustainable motivation, the real enjoyable motivation, comes from feeling good about ourselves. Creativity. That's right. If we're relaxed and rested, maybe we're more creative. We're more inclined to get up and do something fun. Let's face it, when do we most want to lie on the sofa and eat bonbons? When we're feeling depleted, exhausted, run down, beaten up. That's when we want to do that. But get yourself well rested, adequate sleep, feel good about yourself, feel renewed. And what happens? You start dancing to the music on the radio. You start getting up and wanting to do things, calling your friends, wanting to go out and explore things, go on a walk or a hike. Right? Creativity blossoms when we're feeling good. And a great way to feel better, raising your baseline, is to forgive yourself for all of your flaws, including your cellulite. It's true. And after we take a break, we'll talk about how exactly to forgive yourself. So in the meantime, think about the thing about you that you feel worst about, that is in most need of forgiveness. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. We'll be right back. Hi, Renee here. If you've struggled with your weight and no matter what you do, nothing seems to stick, it may be that a past trauma is keeping you stuck. Trauma from physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, or any event that overwhelmed your ability to deal with it, must be released first before almost any other work will take hold. At long last, I've created an audio program to completely release trauma from your life, quickly, effectively, and most importantly, gently. If you're ready to finally be free, go to reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. I'm looking forward to your transformation. We're back now. So have you got it? The thing that you feel worst about yourself, that you're least inclined to forgive yourself for? So let's think about it. Remember the steps to forgiving someone else? You go second with them. In other words, you imagine that you are them. So in this case, since you are you, let's just put yourself back in the situation, thinking about the behavior that you dislike, thinking about how you got to be the way that you are or the weight that you are. Be back in the situation. And let me ask you this. Were you doing the best you could given the circumstances? Before you answer, I want you to think about this. Did you have other better options at the time? What were you struggling with at the time? Was it a challenging situation? So for example, I was talking with a client of mine and she said, yeah, I overate in that situation. I feel so bad about it. And I said, well, could you have done better? Were you doing the best you could in the situation? She said, no, I should have really focused and made myself work harder. And I said, well, how were you feeling at that time? She said, well, I was exhausted and depleted and feeling like I had a bug coming on. And I said, well, given those givens, were you doing your best? And she stopped for a moment. She said, well, you know what? Given that I was exhausted as I was, yeah, I was doing my best. I was, as a matter of fact. Was it a challenging situation? Absolutely. It was a challenging situation. Acknowledge your own humanity, that the situation for you in those circumstances at that time was challenging. And you did the best you could given the givens. Can you do better in future? Might there be other better options in future? Absolutely. But when you did it at that time, that was all you had. Now, here's where it can get a little sticky, because you might be thinking at some deep level, if you feel a resistance to really forgiving yourself, you might be thinking, but I don't deserve it. Someone else would have had more oomph, would have been able to handle it better. Someone else would have done better. Well, how do you know that? Are you deep in their psyche and their experience? Do you have their history and background? Do you have their beliefs? I don't think so. And anyway, when you think about real forgiveness, and I want you to open up to this, if you are a person who believes in a power greater than yourself, you might even invite, ask that power to help you with this, to forgive you. Now, you might say, I don't deserve it. And that loving power, imagine, is that loving power said to you, yeah, but isn't that the point of forgiveness? Isn't that true forgiveness? To forgive the undeserving just because they are? Isn't that mercy? And if you were to accept that, if you were to really just open up and let that in right into your heart, just open it right up and let it in just for now. If you were to do that, I wonder what else would shift within you. Just as an experiment, you might imagine it now spreading throughout you. And from this place, you could even ask yourself the second question. That is, what can I learn from that situation? You may be aware that the redo is one of the core practices of this program, going back and mentally imagining, redoing, reliving a situation that you would like to have behaved differently in. This is a way to train the subconscious mind and install a new behavior simply with the mind, without having to go through the 21 days of habit change and all of those urban myth things that float around. Habit change doesn't need 21 days, by the way. It can happen now in your mind, in your brain. Change the causes, rehearse it in your mind vividly, and you could be there sooner than I can snap my fingers, just like that. So you redo the situation, and that's how you learn. You think, okay, well, what can I learn from the situation? Like my client's example, I was exhausted, I was depleted, I was doing what I could, which was not much at the time, and I produced something that wasn't very good because of the circumstances. What can I learn? Well, maybe all sorts of things. Maybe to let it be okay to have your best be mediocre under certain circumstances. To be gentle with yourself, to say, yeah, well, I did what I could, and maybe if it needs to be better, we can go through some iterations on this. This was a work project we were talking about. Maybe to ask for help. Maybe to relax about it so you don't deplete your energy so much in the first place. All sorts of good things that we can learn if we just think about learning. If we just ask that question, what can I learn? Another client, she was overeating in the afternoons because her young son at that point in the day drives her crazy. And it's the only way she can escape. and she feels guilty about the overeating. Well, if she forgives herself, now she can be open to the question, what can I learn? And she can say, oh, well, to be a little bit more forgiving of myself, to understand that my son is difficult in the afternoon and give myself a break, or perhaps to relax my standards of my own parenting, to stop beating myself up for not being the perfect parent all the time. So there you have it. Put yourself back in the situation, relive it, acknowledge that it was challenging, that it was something that was difficult for you, acknowledge your own humanity in the situation, that you were doing the best you could given the givens, and then ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? You can only learn, by the way, when guilt is out of the way, because the guilt and the self-recrimination put a monkey wrench in the whole learning process. And this is the reason that the cycle of overeating goes on in the first place, because we don't learn from our experience. Why? Because guilt stops the learning, stops it cold. Forgiveness opens it up. And once we've forgiven ourselves, we can then ask, what can I learn from this situation? And voila, we can learn something, something little, something big, doesn't matter. Over time, lots of little bits add up to a lot. You know that saying, how do you walk 1,000 miles? You begin by the first step and take one step at a time. You may find that you have some objections to truly and deeply forgiving yourself now. And if so, I suggest that you write those out. You become aware of those objections and play around with them. Experiment, just as we've been doing. We've covered some of the most common objections to self-forgiveness already, like the common objection that I won't get any better if I'm gentle with myself, if I truly forgive myself. Or I don't deserve to be forgiven, in which case you're missing the point of what forgiveness, the essence of forgiveness. So try it on for size, see what you think, and let me know. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Visit my blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. On the right-hand side, you'll see the web role, blog role, something like that. Lots of links where you can like me on Facebook, Renee Stevens fan page, get my updates, or join the Yahoo group, or download a transformative guided journey from my website. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.